You're listening to the Ideas Network. Join us tonight at 8 for live NPR coverage of the Republican National Convention. It's a mix of live and virtual events planned as delegates are expected to confirm Donald Trump as the party's candidate for president. That's tonight through Thursday night, starting at 8 o'clock on Wisconsin Public Radio and online at WPR.org. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. Health officials are telling us to stay home when we can, to limit interactions with other people, and when it works, meet outside where the air moves freely. But the fun of going to the movies is pretty much the opposite of those recommendations. It's all about jockeying for a spot at the concessions counter and packing into a theater with a bunch of other people and sitting inside in the dark, ready to experience whatever flashes onto the screen. That's not how it works these days. Theaters are adapting because of the new coronavirus, so we're talking about how the movie-going experience is different these days. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Have you gone to the movies lately? Are you itching to get back into the theater? What do you want to see happening at theaters to make sure that you feel safe spending money on a ticket and concessions and going inside to watch a film? You can call 800-642-1234 or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Our guest is Rolando Rodriguez, president and CEO of Marcus Theaters. Marcus Theaters is operated by Milwaukee-based Marcus Corp. Rolando, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, hello, Keeley. Nice to have me on, and we really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. In June, Marcus reopened 6 theaters nationwide, including 4 in Wisconsin, and you're opening more. Why is now the time to open these up again?
So, good question. If you think back, dating back to March 16th, is when pretty much all the theaters across the entire country and frankly across the entire world shut its doors. So if you start looking ahead, it's been 5 months pretty much since the industry has been fully shut down. Certainly along the way, there's been a couple of test theaters. As you just noted, in June, we opened up 6 test theaters. And when we opened them, Kaylee, just so you know, we followed all the CDC guidelines. We clearly followed all the state and regulatory aspects from the health department. And then we spent a great deal of time leading up to those 6 theaters opening up, putting our own plan in place. And that's a health and safety plan to ensure that we could certainly take care of our guests in a health and safety environment while obviously having a great entertainment experience.
So, let's talk more about those safety procedures, but I do want to talk about those theaters briefly because, you know, you opened at a lower capacity, you've created guidelines to keep people safe there, and 2 of the 4 Wisconsin theaters you reopened in June have since closed. So what is the other side of that safety measure? Why have those closed, and how do you make sure that you stay on track with those measures?
Sure. So first of all, they've reopened now, and okay. One of the reasons I shut it down for a couple of weeks. And the purpose behind it is, frankly, the reason we shut them down is because there were no films out in the marketplace. We were, in essence, playing library films. And so we decided to obviously consolidate. And one of the key components of having those 6 test theaters was really to test our processes and our systems. And as you noted, the safety protocols, where we wanted to make sure that the safe distancing was in place, the fact that, you know, the fully sanitation process was in place. And frankly, we had a lot of feedback from both customers and our associates that we fine-tuned early on to make sure that it was perfect. And since then, obviously, last Friday, we opened up 35 locations. And we're opening them in phases, Kylie, to make sure that all the process systems, health and safety measures are properly in place. Well, actually, there's new films that are coming into play. So, for instance, Unhinged, which is a small independent film from Soltis, opened up last Friday and actually performed fairly well as we kind of jumpstart the industry again. So please know that really the ones that we shut down again were really more so because of the business element and no new movies were actually in play at that point in time.
Sure. So not only are you dealing with trying to make sure that employees and customers are safe, but you also have to have something to show them in the theater.
Well, and that's the key. I think when you think about what's happened to our industry over the past 5 months, there were obviously three critical components that happened to us. Number one, obviously, this virus that was and continues to be obviously a very challenging situation for our entire country. And frankly, just about every consumer facing business in America. And so when you think about that, we needed to make sure that we put in place and developed safety protocols that were above and beyond anything that we've ever done before. So that's number one. Number two, we had to obviously make sure that we work with the state and local regulatory governmental agencies to make sure that we were satisfying what their requirements were in order for them to give us the go-ahead to be able to reopen. So one of your earlier questions is why now, you know, we finally got to a place where most regulatory agencies across the states, based on the plans that were outlined, both as an industry and as Marcus Theaters, has proven that, look, we can provide a health and safety environment while entertaining yourself. And then thirdly, the most important one is, you know, while people really enjoy those library films and they enjoy the nostalgic aspect of it, clearly one of the key components of the movie theaters is kind of staying current and making sure that there's new films that attract people into the movie theaters. And so that was really a huge missing piece over the course of the past probably month and a half. And the reason those films had not come out is because most of the states were still not, from regulatory aspects, available to open. And so these film companies have large investments, and they wanted to make sure that when they released their films across the world, not just in the U.S., that most countries, most states, most locales were actually able to operate in order to release their films.
We're talking with Rolando Rodriguez, who's president and CEO of Marcus Theaters, and we're talking about what the movie-going experience can be like these days as we are still fully in the COVID-19 pandemic. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Have you always gone to movies? Has it been hard not having theaters open for you? Are you interested in getting back in as long as you make sure that there are the right safety protocols in place? What do you want to see from theaters? 800-642-1234 is the number to use. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Rolando, let's talk more about those safety measures. They're posted on your website. Let's take a listen to part of a video that's available for people to understand what they can expect.
It's time to escape back to the movies. But before you do, let's make sure it's a safe and comfortable experience. First, if you are not feeling well for any reason, please stay home. Refunds can be provided if you have already purchased a ticket. Once you are on your way, remember that masks are required, and we will be social distancing throughout the movie-going experience.
Social distancing throughout the movie-going experience. Rolando, what will seating look like inside a theater? Not so packed anymore.
No, it isn't. And I think that's one of the key components, is that the occupancy aspects, no different than restaurants have been regulated and retail has been regulated. We're operating pretty much at about 50% of the seats that we, you know, that a normal theater would have. So technically, if you have 1,000 seats in that theater, you would operate at about 500 seats. Now, it's important to kind of note that, and I'm glad you asked that question, because the seating is almost checkerboard. And what I mean by that is it's basically couples that can sit together. There will be no one in front of you in the two seats in front of you, no two seats to your right, no two seats to the left, and no two seats behind you. So the bottom line is equating to that 6-foot distancing that you're looking at. And if you look at the theater itself, it's actually much safer than being in a restaurant in many cases, right? Because you're not actually talking. You're actually staring at the screen, looking forward, staying very quiet with your mask on, and enjoying a quiet and fun movie-going experience. And then the safe distancing, please know that that's throughout the entire theater. We have the markers for the 6-foot distancing. We have sanitation crews that are constantly sanitizing and cleaning the entire environment, well over and above whatever we used to do. In the restrooms, the same thing, the distancing is practiced. So we're trying to make sure that ideally, and most importantly, we're asking our guests that they buy their tickets in advance, and actually their food and beverage, that can be done through both our app and through our website, Therefore, when you get in, it becomes a low contact, low touch type of an experience. Ideally, you come in, you've already have your tickets purchased, they're on your app. You can walk through our ticket counter where the usher actually has a plastic cover between you and our associate. You go and pick up your food, and then you go into the auditorium. So ideally, you know, the traffic element of it will avoid any type of crowds, and ideally an easy experience right into the auditorium to enjoy your show.
And how does that minimizing contact between employees and patrons affect employment for people at your theaters?
You know, actually, I think that one of the greatest things that we've experienced is when we first opened up those six test theaters, we surveyed both our guests and our associates. And believe it or not, we received almost like 97% excellent scores because of the measures that we had taken. And so our associates have given us great feedback in ensuring, you know, seeing what we're doing. So, for instance, the temperatures are checked for employees when they come in. They have to fill out the questionnaire. They need to let us know if they've had any symptoms. And if they do, obviously, you know, they're not allowed to work on that day. So everybody really realizes the need to respect one another and make sure that we're supporting one another. And what we're seeing is that our associates are feeling, number one, great about the steps that we've taken on the health and safety aspect. But I got to tell you, the most important thing as well is that they're just happy to be back to work in a great entertainment experience and having fun while, you know, doing some great service to our guests.
We're talking with Rolando Rodriguez, who runs dozens of movie theaters, and we're talking about the pandemic's effect on the movie-going experience, what happens now as theaters work to open up again. Still time for your questions, your thoughts at 800-642-1234. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina, and you're listening to The Ideas Network. We are talking about reopening movie theaters and trying to keep people safe from COVID-19. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keeley Boltina. Theaters are changing their processes, preparing for people to come through the doors, sit back, relax in front of the big screen. We're talking with Rolando Rodriguez, who runs a Wisconsin-based company with dozens of movie theaters. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. We have Tony from Egg Harbor on the line with a question. Hi, Tony. And it looks like Tony's gone, but I can pose your question. And that was, Tony's wondering, what are theaters doing about ventilation systems, Rolando?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm glad Tony asked that. So for us, a couple of things. One is we're putting, better filters into the system itself. And they're called a MERV 13. So we are in the process of having those installed. And what that gives is it really collects, you know, anything in the air a lot tighter. Second, for Tony's question, one of the things that we have is very high ceilings, which actually helps out with the airflow in all of our theaters. And then third, and most importantly, is we've had all of our HVAC systems, and in particular with the experts, come in and allow as much outside ventilation air, because I think one of the big components with the internal air is to make sure that there's outside air and proper circulation. And then finally, one of the things that I would say to Tony is that most people are under the impression that it's only one unit that takes care of the entire theater. Just about in every one of our theaters, there's a specific unit to each one of the theaters. And we need to keep in mind that when I gave you the example earlier of a 1,000-seat theater that has 500, that 500 seats may very well be spread out over 14 screens. So the bottom line is that in many cases, the most an auditorium might seat nowadays may be about 40 or 50 people, to give you an idea. And they're well spread out throughout the entire auditorium wearing their masks.
Very interesting. Thank you for asking that question, Tony. We appreciate it as we're taking calls at 800-642-1234. Rolando, you're requiring masks be worn in the cinemas except for when people are eating or drinking something. How do you plan to enforce that once a movie starts, considering it's so dark?
You know, that's another very good question, and I would tell you that that's part of our responsibility with our associates. And what we're doing is we're obviously doing the checks throughout the entire theater, including inside of the theaters. And then we're kindly asking our guests, if for some reason they're not consuming any items and they have their mask off, to please put them back on. And obviously, one of the things that we made clear, you know, out of respect for both the associates and the guests, the other guests, is that you must have a mask on, or we'll be more than glad to refund their tickets to come back at a different time.
We are talking with Rolando Rodriguez, who is president and CEO of Marcus Theaters, and we're discussing safety measures at movie theaters as they are implementing new procedures to try to balance entertainment and business with public safety. And we have Randy in Madison, who has a question for us. Good morning, Randy.
Yes, good morning. I suddenly feel the need to apologize, Mr. Rodriguez, for all those movies I've snuck into.
Confession time.
It is, but I think I'm anonymous enough. Was wondering is, I'm sure you're pretty familiar with movies in the pipeline, and I wonder if there are any in the pipeline that are nonfiction movies about the pandemic and the way that Washington and all of us responded to it.
Interesting. Thanks for the call, Randy. We appreciate it. And Rolando, you know, what about that? What about nonfiction movies coming to the big screen? Any inkling there?
No, that's a very good question. And thank you, Randy, for that. And by the way, Randy, I hope that when you were sneaking in, you were at least buying popcorn and drink. No, one of the things about Hollywood is that it definitely concentrates on current events. So my guess is, while there's nothing that's been announced yet, I would imagine that there will certainly be several films that we'll be watching, probably in 2021 about the pandemic and what's going on. But look, there's actually some nonfiction that are coming out. For instance, there's a movie called 800, which is actually almost a Chinese experience, very similar to the U.S. with the Alamo, where in the 1930s, the Japanese were trying to overtake the Chinese, and they held their position for 4 days with 400 people. And it's an actual story. The movie opened up this past weekend in China, and it was a huge blockbuster of almost $119 million. Again, a nonfiction that, by the way, we're going to be bringing into the big screen starting this coming Friday.
So, Randy, maybe that's an option for you if you're interested in nonfiction films and going to the movie theater. Thanks again for that call. Rolando, Morning Consult is a global data intelligence company. A recent survey shows that 17% of consumers feel comfortable going to the movies right now. How concerned are you that people may just not come back right now?
Sure. Look, I think that there's no question that the pandemic has a tremendous effect, you know, in people's psyche. And one of the elements that we have to overcome is, or actually not overcome, but build is the best way to say it, is consumer confidence. And I think when you look at that 17%, there's another probably, I think, 30%, if I looked at it correctly or so, that would say they'd come back within a month. Because they almost want to kind of hear from people, from other people, how was the experience? You know, was it healthy? Was it safe? Is it safe to come back? And then there's got to be great movies that obviously energizes them to come back. And then, frankly, there's another probably, I think it's like 35% that indicated that they would come back within about 60 days or so, almost the hesitancy of waiting to see what happens and what other people are saying. So, look, it's going to be a buildup in getting consumer confidence. And I think that if we keep scoring those scores of 97%, where people are coming in and saying, oh, my God, this is really healthy, safe, I had a great time, which is, by the way, one of the biggest things that I think our country needs right now, with all the social unrest that we're dealing with the pandemic, with the economic conditions that we're dealing with, a little fun goes a long ways. And if people feel health and safe, you know, as they're doing it, I think we're going to be successful. And by the way, one other nonfiction movie that Randy could come out and see, and I think this will energize people, is the David Copperfield story. So that's actually coming out this Friday as well. Again, the personal history of David Copperfield that opens up on Friday.
It seems like your crews are working very hard to create that safe environment, and they can't control for everything. Even with all of the proper protocols, there's potential that someone at some point, whether it's a worker or a patron at your theaters, will have COVID-19. Do you have a plan for contact tracing or making sure that if someone's exposed, you're taking proper protocols to manage it?
Look, we are absolutely taking proper measures. Where I can tell you our HR team, along with our general managers, they've gone through extensive training prior to us reopening. This is something that we take very, very seriously. And if we hear of any type of symptom from any of our associates, we obviously ask them to remain in place. If somebody actually gets the virus itself, then we're going to immediately evaluate the situation and who was around them. And then we obviously have them work with the CDC and the health groups immediately if that happens. Look, the reality is in any consumer-facing business, any business whatsoever, whether it's consumer-facing or not, there is going to be some level of risk. We cannot guarantee 100%, you know, that no one is ever going to get this unfortunate virus that we're dealing with. But no one can guarantee that anywhere, right? Unless you're actually fully locked in your house and never go out again, that's about the only guarantee you possibly have. And so we're social beings. And I think the best thing that we can do is ensure that there's also a mental healthness that goes along with this. And it's our responsibility to provide a very healthy, safe, as ultra safe as we possibly can environment to protect both our guests, and by the way, equally as important to us is our associates.
Yes, Rolando, I want to say thank you for this time. I'm sorry we've run out of time, but it was a great conversation. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. Take care.
Rolando Rodriguez is president and CEO of Marcus Theaters. I'm Keely Boltina. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.